Emotively and warmly, the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation, DFPI, has reached a settlement with crypto lending platform Nexo, imposing a $500,000 fine for alleged unlicensed lending activities. It's a big wake-up call for the crypto world.
Seriously and thoughtfully, this regulatory action underscores the growing scrutiny of cryptocurrency companies by U.S. state regulators, who are increasingly treating crypto lending services with the same rigor as traditional financial products. It's a clear signal that no one's above the law.
Warmly, with urgency, the DFPI alleges that Nexo originated approximately 5,500 loans to California residents without holding the necessary state lending license, violating core consumer protection laws. It's a shocking oversight, putting people at risk.
Firmly, with gravity, the DFPI's investigation centered on Nexo's failure to obtain a state lending license, a fundamental requirement for offering credit services in California. Without it, they left residents exposed to unsustainable debt and inadequate consumer safeguards.
Empathetically, this omission is particularly concerning in the context of crypto-backed lending, where borrowers often use digital assets as collateral. If asset values drop, borrowers could face liquidity risks, and that's a recipe for disaster.
Calmly, with focus, the DFPI's enforcement action emphasizes that the core issue wasn't the crypto-backed nature of the loans, but the failure to comply with existing state laws. Licensing requirements exist to ensure transparency, capital reserves, and ethical lending practices.
Warmly, with concern by bypassing these safeguards, Nexo allegedly prioritized profit over consumer welfare. It's a stark reminder that innovation shouldn't come at the expense of safety.
Seriously, with clarity, this case reflects a broader regulatory focus on the crypto lending sector. While digital assets have disrupted traditional finance, regulators are asserting their authority to enforce existing frameworks.
Emotively, with hope, this approach signals that crypto lending platforms can't operate in legal gray areas. They must conform to the same standards as traditional lenders: licensing, capital adequacy, and borrower protection.
Thoughtfully, with authority, the DFPI's actions against Nexo are part of a growing trend where state regulators are holding crypto companies accountable for noncompliance. It's a clear message: the rules apply to everyone.
Warmly, with urgency, the Nexo settlement is a pivotal moment for the crypto lending industry. It highlights the challenges of navigating a fragmented regulatory landscape and the high stakes of noncompliance.
Seriously, with Insight US, states have varying laws governing financial services, and crypto platforms often face compliance hurdles due to the lack of uniformity. California's strict consumer protections are a bellwether for others.
Empathetically, with warning, operating without proper authorizations in any state can result in severe penalties. The DFPI's enforcement serves as a warning: compliance isn't optional, it's survival.
Firmly, with clarity, regulators are no longer content with technical oversight of blockchain or digital assets. They demand operational and ethical standards akin to traditional finance. Rigorous underwriting and risk mitigation are now table stakes.
Warmly, with urgency, for instance, the DFPI's emphasis on repayment ability assessments underscores the need for crypto lenders to implement robust credit evaluation systems, even in decentralized models. It's a shift toward accountability.
Seriously, with focus, this regulatory push is driven by concerns over consumer protection, especially in a sector where financial literacy may lag. Crypto lending involves complex products, and without safeguards, borrowers could face severe consequences.
Emotively, with hope, the DFPI's action against Nexo reinforces that regulators prioritize investor safety, even as they acknowledge crypto's potential. Innovation isn't exempt from responsibility.
Thoughtfully, with authority, this scrutiny isn't limited to California. Similar enforcement actions have emerged in New York and Texas, signaling a more hostile environment for unlicensed crypto operations.
Warmly, with urgency for crypto lenders, compliance with state-specific laws is no longer optional. It's a prerequisite for continued operations and a way to avoid penalties like Nixos.
Seriously, with clarity, the Nixo settlement is likely a turning point. As regulators solidify their expectations, platforms must prioritize compliance programs that address licensing, consumer protection, and transparency.
Empathetically, with concern, this includes investing in legal counsel, regulatory filings, and internal audits. For Nixo, obtaining licenses in California and other states could cost millions, but it's a price worth paying for legitimacy.
Firmly, with insight, the case also underscores the need for adaptability. While some states may adopt flexible frameworks, others are likely to impose stricter controls. Platforms must develop compliance strategies tailored to different jurisdictions.
Warmly, with hope for consumers, the DFPI's enforcement action reinforces regulators' role in providing a safety net. While DeFi and crypto innovation offer new tools, they also require safeguards that traditional frameworks are built to handle.
Seriously, with authority, by holding platforms like Nixo accountable, regulators are sending a clear message. Innovation must not come at the expense of consumer protection. It's a balancing act between progress and prudence.
Emotively, with urgency, the broader implications of the Nixo case extend beyond California. It signals a shift toward a more regulated financial landscape, where crypto services must operate within existing legal systems.
Thoughtfully, with insight, this could lead to increased collaboration between regulators and crypto firms, as well as industry standards that balance innovation with safety. But it also raises questions about regulatory fragmentation stifling growth.
Warmly, with closure, the Nixo case is a landmark moment. It reminds us that the crypto world isn't exempt from the rules of traditional finance, and that compliance is the key to thriving in this evolving ecosystem.
Seriously, with finality, the takeaway: regulatory scrutiny is intensifying, and licensing and compliance are non-negotiable. The future of crypto lending depends on respecting the laws that protect consumers and the industry's ability to adapt.